It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. Today is the birthday of England's King Edward III, born in 1312 at Windsor in Berkshire. He reigned for 50 years and led England into the Hundred Years' War with France. The descendants of his seven sons and five daughters contested the throne for generations, climaxing in the Wars of the Roses in the late 1400s. Edward grew up amid struggles between his father, Edward II, and a number of barons who were attempting to limit the king's power and to strengthen their own role in governing England. His mother, Queen Isabella, and her lover, Roger Mortimer, deposed the hapless king when young Edward was only 14, and for the next few years they governed in his name. In 1330, while a council was being held in Nottingham, he entered the castle by night through a subterranean passage, took Mortimer prisoner, and had him executed. Edward had discreetly ignored his mother's liaison with Mortimer and treated her with every respect, but her political influence was at an end. Edward III now began to rule as well as to reign. Young, ardent, and active, he sought to remake England into the powerful nation it had been under his grandfather, Edward I. During the 1330s, England gradually drifted into a state of hostility with France over Edward's claim to the French crown, first made in 1328. He twice attempted to invade France from the north, but the only result of his campaigns was to reduce him to bankruptcy. In January 1340, he assumed the title King of France. His pretensions to the French crown gradually became more important, and the persistence with which he and his successors pressed them made stable peace impossible for more than a century. This was the struggle famous in history as the Hundred Years' War. Until 1801, every English king also claimed to be King of France. During the years after 1342, he spent much time and money in rebuilding Windsor Castle and instituting the Order of the Garter, which became Britain's highest order of knighthood. A new phase of the French War began when Edward landed in Normandy in July 1346, accompanied by his eldest son, Prince Edward, later known as the Black Prince, because of the color of his armor. The campaign was made memorable by his decisive victory over the French at Crécy. Edward laid siege to the French port of Calais in September 1346 and received its surrender nearly a year later. The Treaty of Calais did not bring rest or prosperity either to England or France. Fresh visitations of the Black Death in England in 1361 and 1369 intensified social and economic unrest. By now, Edward was sinking into his dotage. He possessed extraordinary vigor and energy as a young man. He was an admirable tactician and a consummate knight. His court was the most brilliant in contemporary Europe, and he was well fitted to be the head of the gallant knights who obtained fame in the French wars. Though his main ambition was military glory, he was not a bad ruler of England, being liberal, kindly, and good-tempered. His weak points, however, were his wanton breaches of good faith, his extravagance, his frivolity, and his self-indulgence. His ambition ultimately transcended his resources, and before he died at age 64 in 1377, even his subjects sensed his failure. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 13th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.